You are dealing with unrest on many levels, unrest even in the ground beneath your feet, so to speak. Certainly unrest in the areas of your life where government is involved. There is unrest in many places. There are two things to know about this. One is that it is important to know about it, and the other, it is important to keep a distance from what you know. And the way you do that is by making sure that you are focused on you, on what is happening in your life, on what is needed for your peace and your growth. And that is, we understand, a very challenging thing to do. There's always a draw when there is fear. There always is a draw when there is negative energy. And so to know without participating in the negative energy is a true spiritual warrior's task. And you are in a time when that is being demanded of you on many levels. So what is it then to replace that information about what is happening outside of you with a real concern for what is happening inside of you? What that is the knowledge that your power is spiritual, that when you can control nothing in the moving world around you, you can still fill. You can still honor your own identity. You can still bring energy to your knowledge of who you are and your right to be here, your right to create, your right to dream, your right to build. That is all present when you are aligning yourself from the inside. Even though you know about the outside, you are aligning the inside. This is not an invitation to be unrealistic at all. As a matter of fact, this requires more realism than almost anything else. Because to see what is happening around you and to have the courage to go to what you need, and never to falter, but to say, this is the thing that is good for me now. That requires great personal strength, and it requires faith that when you are reaching for the universe is reaching back for you. So if you will begin to breathe easily and deeply, know that where your path goes, healing goes. So allow your breath to enter not only your body, but your mind. And your spirit as well. Bring a cleansing energy up from the earth and feel it cleanse your root, making room for you to build and create in a pattern that is best for you now, that is strongest for you in this time. Feel the cleansing energy move to the second center to remove judgment, shame, and old patterning. Feel the energy rise to the solar plexus to remove emotions which are not good for where you are now. Emotions you may feel or have felt, but need to move through you so that you can be free. Let the cleansing energy wash up into your heart and see it wash across the landscape of your heart center, nourishing what needs to be nourished, helping the parts of you grow that need to grow. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into your throat center. Let the cleansing energy wash away any communication that does not honor you or those around you. Feel the cleansing energy move up through your body and into the third eye. Let the cleansing energy open the third eye and strengthen it, so that all that you intuit becomes clearer and stronger. Feel the cleansing energy open the crown. Open it widely, so that it is able to receive all that is best for you. And allow your energy to move upward, out of the body, into the universal sky, with its perfect balance of light and energy. Feel yourself free, able to move as you wish. And find that path that takes you to the place where your teacher waits for you. Moving gently upward with no effort, come to Golden Gates and into a place that is yours, full of the energy that feeds you and illuminates you. And allow yourself to move into the energy of your teacher, to be with that teacher. When you have been with your teacher, allow yourself to receive a gift from the teacher. And resting the mind, know that gift. Thank the teacher who's come to be with you and allow yourself to come into a place of renewal in this place that has been prepared for you. Find water to drink and find a place where light is shining and step into that place to allow the universe to fill you up again. Now come back through the Golden Gates, but find that the sky is still available to you for moving, for stretching, for expanding, for awareness of the beauty of the night sky and all that lies above it and beyond it. Now come to the room again, and as a service, find a gift, a message for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.